Today, Be'ez Hashem, Lin Daf Lamed Aleph of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learned about include three halachas in which we apply the rule of Kamakim Shoshana Reb Shimon Shazuri Halacha Kamaisei. Shida, regarding the halacha of a wooden wagon that can contain more than 40 sa, does not become tame because it's no longer considered a kli. And there's a machlekes as to which parts of the wagon are included in the shir arbam sa. Tumas Mashkin, regarding the halacha that a liquid that becomes tame is always considered a rishon l'tumah, a first level of tumah, even if it became tame from a sheng l'tumah, a second level of tumah, and there's a machlekes as to which liquid this applies. Tevel b'chulin, if tevel fruits were mixed with chulin fruits, the maaser of the tevel cannot be removed from this mixture, because as Rashi explains, memnei chulin hamuravin bay, havalei mena chulin hapatra al tevel achayef. Since the maaser might possibly contain chulin fruits, the afrash is not affected because peiros chulin that have no obligation cannot remove a maaser obligation from tevel. The Gemara discusses two solutions of whether the maaser should be removed from min hashuk, the mai fruits that belong to an am ha'aretz, or min ha'akim fruits that belong to a non-Jew. Kera haba b'shnei shitin yitfer b'sholosh al yitfer. If the cloth, the parchment of a sefer Torah is torn at the edge, it depends. If the tear went through two lines, the cloth may be sewn up with gidin sinews. But if the tear went through three or more lines, the cloth may not be repaired. Mezuzah shekesav shtayim shtayim ksheira. A mezuzah that was written with two words on each line is kasher. And the Gemara discusses other patterns in the line of a mezuzah. Al ha'aretz b'shita achreina. In a mezuzah, the last two words al ha'aretz must be written on their own line. And there's a machlekes whether they should be in the beginning or at the end of the line.